This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Says the Mishnah, Avos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Rabbi Kiva said, Schoik v'kalus roish magil la'erva. Schoik and Leitzon is joking around, frivolity, not treating things serious. That's being with taking things with a serious attitude, wasting time. Magil la'erva. That's schoik v'kalus roish. They bring a person to an erva, to pritzus. Because erevah is something that's serious in most people's eyes. A person treats it very serious, not to be over on the inyan of arayas. And the male person stays far away from it. But if he's joking around, and he's lightheadedness, and he's, you know, doesn't treat it seriously. He makes jokes about it, and he's litonous about it. That brings a person to terrible chas v'shalom. Because that's the whole yisod of leitzanus. We always say leitzanus is devaluing something. Devaluing, making something valueless. Everything in this world has points. Everything is chashuv. But when you joke and make a joke out of it, it just takes out all the air. It takes out all the air. It devalues it. It makes it not important. And then, oh, it's not important, so I could be over on it, chas v'shalom. And then Rav Kiva continues, the Mesuris, the Siyog LaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Mesuris tradition that's passed down from generation to generation. It's a Siyog, it's a Gedda, it's a fence, the Torah Shebaal. Then without the Mesuris that we have, how to learn the Pesukim properly, we wouldn't be able to explain any Pesukim, most of the Pesukim in the Torah, we wouldn't be able to explain. The Torah would be like a vineyard without a Gedda around, without any protection for it. And anybody who wants could just do whatever they want with the Torah. If we don't have a Torah, anybody can interpret it any way they want. And it'll cause a destruction to the Torah, like a vine, a vineyard, or any field of fruit or vegetables that's open to the public. Anybody can come and destroy it. But when you have the Mesoris, the tradition, what's passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of Al Peh, that helps us now to interpret the right way Hashem wants us to interpret it. The way which be given over to our generation. So maybe that protects it from any outside influence, any wrong interpretations that are against the Torah. Maisos siyog la'osha. Maisos of siyog over here means also a schus for osha. As we know, Moran Tainis Taftas says that a person should take off maisos in order to become rich. Asa ta'as, the Pasuk says in Parash Ve'ed, Nidorim is Yog L'Prishus. A person makes Nidorim that helps him be perish. Because many times a person, it's hard for him to control, to do maybe things that are where there's Yetzirah Mizgaber on him. The way to control that is to make a Neder. That's what his Torah gave to the Nidorim. That protects you also from stepping over the red line when you shouldn't. That's like a fence for precious to separate yourself from Yisurim. It's Yog L'Chochma Shtika. Keeping yourself quiet, not over talking. It's Shtika from talking words of Shtusim, of just over talking and not being careful what you say, especially on Chaveiro. When you're talking, you could say things that are hurtful. You could speak Lashon Hara. So it's a yog. To remain a smart person, not make mistakes, is shtika. Don't talk too much. A lot of times, because I'll say, B'roi Varma is Avera. Because you're going to say something that's not smart, say something that might be foolish. Words should be thought out. Words are coming from the neshama. Words are coming from the Koyach HaRuach, that a Koyach will blow it into it. Words should be expressed in a intellectual, in a smart way. When a person has no stopper for that mouth, so it just lets it flow, so now you're guaranteed to say something wrong, something foolish, and Chas v'Shalom lead to Aveir. The Rav explains over here, Mesoris Yog LaTorah, HaMesoris Shemashlon HaChacham, the Mesoris, the tradition that was given down, chaseres v'yaseres, and how to dash into the chaseres, the one that was missing, the words that are extra, the Torah him get, the chizik the Torah shabaksav. They want to review and come in mitzvahs. We know we know come mitzvahs. Ech yasu, all these stuff. Come on, besukas, besukas, besukas. The first two are chaseres. We have a couple that the chaseres, they're without the vav. The echad molly, the second one's with the vav. The third one, I'm sorry. She meant we're alone with the hashu sukkah b'shalad. That's how we know. We're a dash and sukkah vav that we know. That a sukkah is mukhsha with three defanas. And you go where the Hashem said tikru oisam, shenit of chaser, and we don't read oisam, it's atan. It's atan, I feel a shoygin. That even you do it, even if you're shoygin, you make a mistake. And we call out, we are the Moshana, that we're, even if the Bezdin has a mistake and they declare today's Rosh Chodesh, the days of Shchodesh, even though it's not, when we go past the declaration, that's what the Chazal teach us, Atafil Mazirim, Atafil Mutorim, even if they make mistakes, they're doing amazing, we still follow, and the question is, Nikfa Lafi, the Bezdin. Maestro, the Yoish, the Subasa, the Asa, Asa, Shut, the Tisasha, as I quoted before. You get rich from giving Maestros, and that's the Yisod in life, where I said, people make a mistake, the Lord says in Gittin, of Zion, and if a person sees that he's not doing well, his bank account's going lower and lower, what should he do? He gives stock, the Gemara says. And the Chodesh was the opposite. He gives stock, I'm not doing well, they say. My bank account is not on the rise. It's on the decline, and I'm not doing so well in business. So now she gets stock. That's what Chazal says. When you see your account, your wealth is diminishing, give stalker. Everybody would say the opposite. But the answer is that you're showing a Kodesh Baruch, you realize that whatever's happening is all you, a Kodesh Baruch. And just like in 1 second, it can go decline. If it's in charge of the Baruch, it's not toying anything but Hashem. And he can make it go incline. So the Mela, you say, I'll just give it to stalker. Because at the end of the day, it's all the Baruch anyway, and he's in charge. So that's why Maisa is giving. You give, you show a Kodesh Baruch, that you do the right things with your money. Then be Hashem, you'll have. Says the Vinodoram, so the precious with much on a mass of a precious, Mysiorish, Layavra, a person wants to be purged from things. Stay far away from a baby, he's worried that he might come to be over. The Kabbalah of a Lashon Nerish, Layaz, he makes a Nerish, he's not going to do it. The Kach, who Koyvish is Yisrael, that he protects himself. That's the whole Sugi in the Gemara, in the Doram, Daftes. How there was a person that I feel to this yet, so it was Mizgabar, and he made a Nerish of Gaziris to protect himself. What are we talking about? The Retriever. What's the shtika? Is it science of the Retriever? The correct civic geese about Yom Malay. You have to be always busy in the Retriever. You can't be shtika in the Retriever. Ibe shtika merichiris rosh and har klal ad araisa. After araisa. What does it mean? Tziyog. So it's much like the Rabbana. And the Dab shtika with the Rishus. Here it means talking to the Rishus. Not at the Re'aveira. And not the Re'mitzvah. Just the Rishus. Just talk. But it should be all the Re'aveira. Shesh lo ma'ir ha'dibor, dear, you should kush b'ma'ir it, mashkoh ma'sh'ev sh'aveh, mom shloim agam evo, ma'ach v'shchoch ha'michosher. A person that is even a foolish person, that be ma'ach, which he's silent, will be called a chacham. But many times you say things without thinking, without forethought, and it causes many, many problems, by saying problems in his own life, problems in his married life, problems in his relationships with others, in his work, because it just comes out. How careful a person has to be with his mouth, and that will only have success. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.